Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with Kia. Full EV or plug-in hybrid? Go electric with Kia. For more, log on to kia.com.
Okay, back into the world of Dublin City Centre, as it happens. We'll do other cities as well, but this one is Dublin in the PC world, the post-coronavirus world. Yvonne Fallon. Yvonne, good afternoon.
Hello, Joe, and thank you for taking my call.
Okay, you own that. It's in the historic part of Dublin, Cowes Lane, near the food market, as it was, the fruit market, as it was, and the fish market, as it was. And you run a cafe called the Queen of Tarts. What's happened?
Well, Joe, I hope I don't become too upset because I'm so upset and so annoyed. But we've been in business 22 years and I've put my heart and soul into this business and we're trying to get up and running again.
Yeah.
And today, a representative from Dublin City Council, who are our neighbours around the corner, told me to take in a blue board that I have with Queen of Tarts on it.
Right.
Outside, on a space that I pay nearly €5,000 for. Our outside cafe, which is closed at the moment,
yeah.
I'm adhering to the law. We can't put tables out, and I understand that. And the same as other places. And I said to him, I said, you cannot be serious.
Yeah.
I said, look at this business. This is a business that used to employ 35 people. You know, we should be, it's a place where it's full of people, it's full of ambience, it's full of tourists, it's full of Irish people, families, kids. And that business is no longer. We are trying to get up and running. I'm trying to do a takeout. And all I need is some help, not punishment from Dublin City Council. And I just cannot believe that they're not supporting people. We're on a wide pedestrianised street, a beautiful street.
Just give us a look. I'm getting mixed up because I was thinking of, was it the Red Cow Lane up on the fish? Well, you're in Temple Bar.
Yes.
It's
a pedestrianised street.
Okay. Well, that's even more. That's even more central and more dependent on footfall and more hit by the lockdown than other areas.
It is, Joe. To be honest, it is.
So this person came along and said, well, actually, what did they say? Did they show you ID for a start?
No, he didn't show me ID. He said,
well, how do we?
You need to take in your board. I said, what? I said, the board? I couldn't believe it. I said, please tell me you're not serious.
Yeah.
I said, look at this business. Look at this street. There's nobody around, Joe.
Yeah.
Now, I know that a lot of people are working from home as well, but, you know, we opened last week. We said, okay, we'll give it a shot. We'll,
gotta go, yeah.
You know, we'll do it as a takeout until we can put tables out. But I don't think people realise how serious it is. I don't think...
And how long have you been there, Yvonne?
We've been in business 22 years and we've been on Cowes Lane 12 years and I've already paid Dublin City Council almost €5,000 for the rental space outside my door on Cowes Lane.
And where was your sign? Because I see that space in photographs I've been handed with the barrier outside. What's it?
It's just outside our door.
It's a divide,
outside
yeah.
outside our door.
And it's marked.
It's a blue board. Yes, yeah. And it's just to let people know we're open, Joe. That's all. I can understand if I was on a busy side street and it was an obstruction. I can understand that. But this is clearly not. And I just think, I just cannot believe that Dublin City Council...
Where did I read this morning? And I heard Ciarán Cough, the MEP, talking about it, that Dublin... Did Dublin City Council not say that they're going to encourage people to move out onto the street and they'd ask people to apply for a licence but they wouldn't charge them, but you're saying somebody came along, we'll have to find out if he was or she was Dublin City Council because you're in the
I didn't get his name.
You're in the shadow of the civic offices there, aren't you?
And I did apologise to him because I became visibly upset and I said, look, I'm sorry, I know you're only doing what you were asked to do but I cannot believe that a higher body sent you down here to tell me this. He was sent down specifically. I mean, it just beggars belief.
The photograph I've been handed also shows me 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 plaques on your wall for excellence.
Well, yeah, we've worked. We've put our heart and souls into this business for many years. It's a small family business, Joe, and, you know, COVID-19 hit us, as it did with many other businesses.
Well, can you tell us, Yvonne, how awful it has been in the last... Now, I know it's all in the context, and you would say it before even I say it, Yvonne, it's all in the context. It couldn't be more awful than for people who've died of this awful,
absolutely,
horrific pandemic.
Yes.
But in terms of business and your family-run business in Dublin, which is expensive in terms of, I don't know if you're renting, rates, all that carry on, is expensive, waste removal, very expensive. So how has the pandemic hit the Queen of Tarts?
Well, as I said, we've only emerged. It's like coming out after a tsunami. That's what it's like, Joe. It was a tsunami. I came into work one Sunday and I had no intention of closing. And within hours, we were closed. And there was a visible panic. People were panicked. And, you know, our staff were, we were all, that's the way we closed. We had no intention. We didn't have time to tell everybody. We just closed on the 15th of March. And I was in shock for a long time, Joe, to be honest. This is a business that's open 7 days a week. We close a few days for Christmas, you know. And I don't think people realise tourism and the hospitality business has been so impacted by this. And it hasn't even started yet. You know, the impact isn't evident yet. And I feel very hurt more than anything else that Dublin City Council would do that to me when I'm really, I feel vulnerable at the moment.
Business is vulnerable.
We'll
check out with Dublin City Council what is their policy and was that a representative? It was a male. Did they say?
No, it was somebody from Dublin City Council.
You're adamant.
Now, I know that there have been an issue with blackboards on pavements and sidewalks. And, you know, they may and sometimes maybe possibly do cause obstructions. But I suppose I just need help and encouragement at the moment. And I don't need I don't need to be punished or, you know, I mean, they can fine you as well. And
I know that. And they're hefty fines.
Yeah.
And before COVID, they were saying to people, if you want to put a bill or a board outside I think they were looking for up to €1,000 a year just to put it outside your door.
Help the businesses. What we need. We all need it. I mean, how many small businesses in Dublin and all around the country? We need help. We don't need punishment. I mean, come on. It's, you know, these are unprecedented. We've heard this word over and over, unprecedented, but they are.
And Yvonne, have you been talking to other businesses and restaurant cafes like what you do?
Yes, I have. I have a few friends in the business, and it's extremely. Everything is upended, Joe, because we don't know. Mm-hmm. You know, we don't know about the 2 meter rule and all this as well. I mean.
Have you noticed an increase in business since Monday of this week? And even since yesterday when Arnott's and BT's reopened?
No, because we're not beside a shopping area. I suppose, predominantly a tourist area that I'm in, you know. I suppose it's really only evident now how much this part of Dublin did depend on tourism.
But you see, isn't there going to be a major problem for any city? Well, there's only, I think, 4 or 5 city centres in the country that depend on public transport. One, because public transport is... because only so many people can get on a bus. The bus, if once people go back to work, the bus will be full at one stop after the terminus if there's 17 people on it on a 78 seater. So your bus is full. There's ads now for saying cycle or walk. Well, you can't walk from most parts of Dublin unless you're in Cabra or whatever. But it's a good walk from the suburbs of Dublin into the city centre, especially if it's inclement weather. They are actively, well, it's been a policy for years, but they're actively discouraging the family motorist, even though that's probably, if you're lucky enough to have a car, that's probably the safest way of travelling at the moment. Like, I wouldn't get on a bike in Dublin because I'd live in fear of car doors opening and all that carry on. So it's going to be tough for businesses in the city centre.
And I can understand people's fear. I understand all of that. And, you know, hopefully after a certain period of time, it will come back. But, I mean, we need help now. People need help. We're all human. And I took that today very personally. And I just, I just can't believe that.
And when as you say, Yvonne, when you got visibly upset, was there, how did the employee from DCC react?
He was embarrassed. He averted
he was human.
His eyes.
He was human. Yeah.
And I apologized to him. I said, "I'm sorry." Okay. I said, "I know this is not your fault."
Someone texts in on 51551. Which on someone said, you'd have to pay if you've employed a man with a sandwich board walking up and down. Would that be allowed by the council? It would be. Well, you'd have to pay €11
they
an hour.
They might shoot him, maybe.
Stop. You have your sense of humour back, anyway. Lovely shop from the fire. Who did the sign writing over your door? Do you remember?
No, I don't. Beautiful. I can't remember offhand. Beautiful. I can't remember offhand.
It's done by hand. It's really a dying art.
Yeah.
But anyway, everyone's saying they love Queen of Tarts. They especially love your big breakfast. You do breakfast. Yes, you do.
Not at the moment. We're doing that. But yeah, Joe. Yeah. Look, thanks for taking my call.
Oh, okay. And stay well, Yvonne. I know you run it. You run it with your sister.
That's right, Regina.
Okay,
yeah,
it's a family business. Okay, well, keep going.
Yeah.
Right. If you're going through hell, the best way, the only thing to do is to keep going, Yvonne. And as soon as we get any word from the DCC about their policy, we let you know. That's Yvonne. Joe at rte.ie.